Oh, yes, indeed. There's a light. You got it right here on the Oldie Station. You're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. We're so glad to be able to talk to you and answer your questions. Thank you for your questions on Facebook and on YouTube. It's so great to have you here. And it's also great to have you visit me at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. The who? The what? The Expedito Enlightenment Center. Yes, indeed. That's the place where you go to find all your metaphysical treasures, fairies, crystals, oils, candles, books, and so much more. And me, Sarah Spiritual, there doing readings, sitting with you all one-on-one, and we teach classes there. It's a fabulous place to visit. It's a good sense of community and home. If you want to learn more about the Expedito Enlightenment Center at 4047 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, you can pop on to my website, sarahspiritual.com, and you can also visit Expedito Enlightenment Center and learn more about it there as well. Well, we've been doing this show for a while, and for the past few years, we are really fortunate to have someone who's an expert in astrology. She's been doing astrology for 30 years. And so she knows what these planets mean. She knows what these stars mean. She knows what's going to happen this month. And she can tell you why Mercury retrograde is going to be a good thing when it goes direct. She can tell you why some of the planets are retrograde and how they may impact you personally. Because listen, if you're born in May and then someone else is born in September, it's not going to feel the same. And she's going to give you all the nuances. Who is she? Stacy Holler of Destiny in the Stars. She does sessions and she is here to help all of us understand the astrology that we have before us for the month of August. Can't believe we're talking about August. And I've got Stacy Holler. Stacy, how are you tonight?
Here and kind of navigate energies with all of us together here.
Yeah, it's a little bit of crazy energy, isn't it?
It is very crazy. And I don't think I have to tell any listener here that this retrograde's been a little bit of a rocky road. It is really lots of energies percolating out there. And I almost everybody I speak with is like, what is going on?
What is going
on?
So
I hope your seatbelts are buckled, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I
was just going to say, Stacy, the energy has been really, really heavy. And the energy has been very disruptive to people. I have a lot of people going through a lot of personal experiences, disruptions, breakups, issues at work, malfunctions in electronics and work. Computers, it's just been a hot mess for people.
Everywhere. You know, we're feeling it across the world, across our country, and then in our individual lives. You know, when the planet, we're being all pushed for change. And when we talk, see what's happening in the world, it starts with us individually. We're what makes up society. We're what makes up the peoples of the world. So, yes, the outer planets are really, really pushing us for change. There's grand air trines with Uranus, Pluto, and Mars. So what's happening with the very powerful planets, they're all in aspects of change and rebirth. And Pluto is everywhere. Pluto is death and rebirth and transformation. So as all the energies are forcing us to look at the lessons we need to learn and to navigate this crazy stuff going on out there, it does remind us that we need to look inside and be true to ourselves. So if that's the stage that's set, just layer on a little Mercury retrograde right in the middle of that mix, just to make sure we're not totally on our toes.
Yeah, well, we're on our toes.
That's really what's been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to accept that all the energies, there's an energy of rebellion and transformation. And Uranus is pushing us to think out of the box and an urge to be free from what's been going on. So everybody needs to understand this is something happening collectively to all of us. And it's also directing us to look in our own lives as to, all right, time to, you know what, and get off the pot, because we need to make some changes here, whether we like it or not. It's interesting in your opening about being stuck. We know eventually if you don't do something on your own, the universe is going to be knocking on your door.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's great to try to keep a steady state throughout this. This is going to be going on for a while. These outer planets move slowly. And every time they move, it hits a different aspect. Sometimes it makes things flow smoothly. Sometimes it challenges us. And then for each of us individually, where those planets hit our Earth chart and our life plan, that's where you're feeling it.
So what do you have to tell us? Yeah, let's see what we've got going around the astrological clock. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen. I'm actually concerned what's going to happen.
Well, first let me mark it on your calendar. August 11th, that's when Mercury goes direct. Now, we're not totally out of the clear yet. So if you're planning anything new, wait till after the 25th. We have what's called a shadow. So even though Mercury goes direct, there's still some of these leftover energies that are not quite there yet. So we'll feel some relief, but if you're planning to start something new, see if you could wait till after the 25th. Now, for each of us this month, we look at the full moon that's coming up right here on Saturday. Full moons are the culmination of what we started thinking about and visualizing 6 months ago. And that we'll talk about where each of the signs that full moon is falling. And the new moon in Virgo on the 23rd, that's when you want to envision a new cycle. So let's take a look at everybody.
We'll start
with Aries at the top of our block here. Now, for you, this full moon is in your house of friendships and projects. Now, the full moon brings us sometimes unexpected events, so somebody in your network might create a little firework for you, Aries. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of daily routines and health. Time to plan. Reboot your exercise program. Clean your house. Get your daily life. The full moon for you is in your career. So you might get some news, recognition, something moving and changing, a culmination of where you want your career to go. Now, the new moon for you is in your fifth house. That could be romance. What do you want in a new chapter in romance? If you're planning on shining your talents, Taurus, envision that on the new moon. Now, Geminis, the full moon for you is in your ninth house. So if you've been planning some travel or studying or how are you going to expand your horizons and your philosophy in the world, you might get a revelation on that on this full moon. The new moon for you, Gemini, that's in your house of your home. What are you thinking of making plans or changes in your home? What do you envision with your family over the next 6 months? That's what you want to put into place. Cancer, your full moon is in your house of shared resources. Maybe you'll see some money coming in that you didn't expect or a dividend somewhere. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of siblings and neighborhood. What do you want to vision in that area? Are you looking to have a new relationship with your siblings? What would that look like for you? And what could you participate in your neighborhood? Now, Leo, happy birthday, Leo. The full moon is in your house of committed relationships, so you might get some deep understanding or some clarity on your either committed business relationships or your committed romantic relationships. And your new moon is in your money sector, so now it's time for you to put new financial strategies and plans in place. Take a look at your investments and where do you want them to be. Do a review. Virgo, for you, the full moon is in your house of everyday life. What is your new culmination of what you've been working on for new habits? And what do you want to change in your daily routines? The new moon for you is in your first house. So for you, Virgo, it's about your identity. Who do you want to show the world for the next 6 months? What do you want to change? Maybe it's your looks. Libra, the full moon for you is in your house of romance. Something may happen. Get out and party on the full moon. You never know who you might meet. And it's your day to shine, your talents. And the full moon for you, that's in your 12th house. That's the house of healing and behind closed doors. So when the new moon comes, that's a good time to be meditating and looking inside and seeing where do you need to clean up and clear some things out for yourself. Now, Scorpios, your full moon is in your house, of your home and your home dynamics. Something may be changing around with your home and family life, or maybe something will happen in your home where you're going to say, time to move or time to renovate. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of social connections and networks. So take a look at the people you're with on the new moon. Are these the right people you want to be with? Maybe you want to explore some new groups or new networking opportunities. Sag, for you, the full moon is in your house of communications. Make sure you speak with clarity and you're communicating quite well, because you never know what's going to happen on a full moon. The new moon for you, that's in your career house. So Sag, start thinking about what you want your career to look like. Start planting the seeds. If you want a new job, now's the time to start making that plan and putting things in action. Capricorn, the full moon for you is about getting financial clarity. Take a look at your finances. What do you need to assess? What debt do you need to clean up? Something may trigger that for you on the full moon. Now, the new moon is in your house of plans and studies and travel. So when the new moon comes, plan your next getaway. Where do you want to be? What do you want to explore that's news that could change your outlook on the world? Aquarians, the full moon is in your first house. You may have a personal epiphany. You might decide really where you want to be and get some clarity. The new moon for you is in your house of shared resources and finances. So take a look at your shared assets. Maybe they need a reboot. Maybe you have some money-making opportunities. And Pisces, your full moon, that's in your 12th house. Emotional revelations. Really tune into your instinct and your gut to see what you need to let go, to move on. And your new moon is in your 7th house. That might spark some new relationship. Or somebody comes along where you decide you're going to have a new business partner. So you might have a change in your committed relationships. But for everybody, remember, go inside. Learn your truth. Stick to your truth and your values. That's the only way any of us are going to navigate this. And when you walk forward in love, in light, and in truth, then we will go in the direction our soul is telling us to go in. Right? Don't I always say, let your soul be your pilot. That's how we're going to get through this. Right, Sarah?
Absolutely. Let your soul be your pilot and trust your intuition. And always, always pay attention to all the signs. The universe does not leave us in a path of unknowing. It's just that we choose to not see what's before us. So we need to be open and have our eyes open and our hearts open so we can see, feel, and understand all the signs the universe is sending us. And nothing like the astrology to give us the wake-up call and say, hey, you're going through a death and rebirth. You can get through it easily, or you can suffer a bit. So I picked the easy path. How about you, Stacy?
Absolutely. You know, I think every single one of us knows when we follow our gut, listen to our soul, we never make a mistake. The only time we make a mistake is when we choose to ignore it.
Yes.
I think we don't know the answers. We do. And that is the gift that we brought into this life, to navigate the challenges that we knew we were going to come across and work to develop our souls. We aren't here without help. We brought all the help with us. We just got to listen.
We got to listen and definitely pay attention. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for sharing time and space with us and your wisdom and the insight as to what every astrological sign will experience during this month of August. Everyone be on the lookout. And if you'd like to learn more about your astrology, get your birth chart, and understand more about maybe your path in a career or perhaps something going on in a relationship, you want to go to destinyinthestars.com. That's where you'll find Stacy's information, and you'll be able to book your personal session. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. We appreciate you and all the work you've done, and we're really glad that we have access to you at Destiny in the Stars, where everyone can meet with you personally so that you can share your wisdom and the astrology with them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you all next month.
See you in September. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Sarah.